You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
Let me bring in Major Serge Strobants, who's a Belgian security and defence expert, and you're a representative in Brussels in Europe for the Institute for Economics and Peace. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have the Belgian authorities got a grip on it?
Are the Belgian authorities on top of it? Yes, I think so.
Yeah,
I think they are on top of it. But the problem is, and a lot of efforts are done also to fight radicalization, to support integration within the Belgian society and coming out from the Belgian government and also from the EU. But this is not a problem we're going to solve in a couple of days or not even a couple of weeks.
I was being told yesterday that actually there hadn't been much in the way of efforts to stop radicalization or at least to reintegrate young men who had been radicalized back into society.
Well, you know, all across Europe, those that return from Syria are handled in a different way. But for instance, in Belgium, at the Ministry of Home Affairs, there is a cell against radicalization that is dealing with this. They are working with all the regions in Belgium, with the communities in Belgium. They are financing programs. So there is something that is done about radicalization. I mean, the problem has been identified. Of course, there is a crystallization here within Brussels, the major city in Belgium. But this is not a problem only for Brussels, not only for Belgium, and not even only for Europe. This is not a problem only for that is located here in this city.
And a very brief answer. Are you worried? Do you think this is going to escalate?
I don't think this is going to escalate. I mean, every time something like this happens, we just find in a very quick way the perpetrators. And so we are active. And when I say we, I mean the security forces in Europe, active chasing them, active rolling up those networks and those sleeping cells. But this needs time. This is not something you can solve in a couple of weeks.
Major Serge Strobants, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.